So what are your favorite Christmas treats? Is it shortbread? Is it a plum pudding? Is it the Christmas orange in the bottom of the stocking? For me, it's my mother's rum-soaked fruitcake. Well, whether you're looking at baking your own stuff for Christmas or you want to get out there and find it, Radioactive's Isabel Gallant is here to help us find at least three places in town to pick up sweets for the holidays. Hello, Isabel.
Hello, Mark.
All right, what's first up on your list?
My first stop was to a shop called Kristen's Chocolates. It's a small chocolate shop on 112th Street, just north of Jasper Avenue. The owner is Kristen Roos, and in the store, she sells her own brand of chocolate bars and drinking chocolate called Chocophilia, and her own individual chocolates. She also carries other exotic chocolate brands from all over the world, including bars, chocolate for baking, and other treats. It's really a gorgeous shopping experience, lots of character and charm. And Kristen started her shop almost 2 years ago. She holds chocolate tastings about twice a month, and this holiday season, she's also holding a contest called Name That Origin. So if you go to the shop, you can do a taste test of four kinds of chocolate and guess which country the cocoa beans came from.
You've got to be good to do this.
Yes, you do. And if you guess right, you get a free gift and you can come back to participate in the Super Chocolate Taster Challenge. The grand prize is a $400 gift certificate to the shop. And Kirsten explained to me that much like wine, chocolate sourced from different countries has specific flavors.
For example, a chocolate from Madagascar might be very citrusy, kind of tangy and bright. That's very, very typical of chocolate from Madagascar, whereas chocolate from Ecuador tends to be a little bit floral tasting. So yeah, that's some of the different elements that you can taste in chocolate.
All right, Isabel, I have to ask, how many people have won stuff at this contest?
Well, Kirsten said about 100 people she thinks have entered so far, and probably about 8 have gotten them.
Ooh,
all right.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, and I tried it.
Yes,
it is,
and
very difficult. I only got 1 out of the 4 regions right. But it was really interesting to taste how different they actually all are from each other. But like I said, it's hard to identify the difference between, say, floral notes and fruity notes in chocolate. Kirsten decided to hold the contest in the spirit of educating people about chocolate.
It's definitely a way to kind of, you know, make people more aware of the different characteristics that you can get in chocolate and what to look for in good chocolate compared to bad chocolate, and that there is a big difference.
And Mark, anyone who enters Name That Origin contest, even if you don't get any of them right, you get 20% off products from Kirsten's Chocophilia line. And really, why say no to free chocolate?
Yes, I think you're right on the pin there. What's the next place that people can get something sweet?
Well, I also visited a new candy store. It's called Sweet Lollapalooza. It opened in November in Commerce Place, downtown. It's on the main floor just underneath the McDonald's. Now, the shop has a very tiny storefront, but behind it, chocolatier Brett Roy crafts his handmade confections. Everything in the store is made on-site, including individual chocolates and truffles, chocolate chip cookies, and butter crunch toffee. And the two chocolate rooms in the back are climate-controlled, and Brett has invested in some very technologically advanced machinery to help him make his chocolate.
Our product is very perishable. But we've taken some steps with the equipment that we've invested in. So with the technology, we can extend the life of the perishable product that we do have. So usually our product in the past would have lasted about 6 weeks. We can get like 8 to 9, even up to 12, depending on what confection we make. By sucking out the oxygen that we do in the process, we can extend the life without adding any chemicals, any extra sugar to our product.
So, Mark, he talked there about sucking out the oxygen. There's actually a special machine he has that does that to all the chocolate fillings. And then there's another machine that has all of the coating chocolate in it. And so the fillings go through there and actually travel through a literal curtain of chocolate and then get dried with a special air dryer. And Brett recommends that once you get your chocolate home, it keeps best at about 18 degrees Celsius. It doesn't like light or humidity. So if you can manage to store it for a few days, you could keep it in a cupboard in a cool room.
So you would want to dig a proper root cellar.
That's right. Store all of your chocolate.
Did you actually get a chance to taste anything at the store?
I did. Brett kindly offered me a few samples. They were all delicious. He actually makes about 40 flavors of his chocolates, keeps them on rotation. He think he usually has about 12 out at a time. And some of the more exotic flavors I noticed included roasted black sesame, passion fruit, and champagne truffles. Of the ones I tried, the burnt butter caramel was my favorite. And they also have more typical flavors like mint, raspberry, and orange. Brett told me the shop has been busy every day since it opened. In fact, he's having trouble keeping up with demand. And when he has a little more time, he's hoping to start making a wider variety of treats, things like fruit jellies, marshmallows, and some more baked goods like brownies and chocolate cupcakes.
What is your absolute favorite type or style of chocolate?
I like caramels, yes. Which is why I think I like this one. I also really like salty chocolates, like made with fleur de sel.
Okay.
I'm also like mint. I like a lot of things.
You like chocolate,
yeah,
don't you?
Yes, yes.
What was your last stop, Isabel?
Well, the last place I went to, Mark, a little bit different. It's not candy, but baking. Now, this year, for the first time, the Arbor Restaurant at Rutherford House on the University of Alberta campus is selling holiday baking. So the restaurant has teamed up with the Shine Youth Clinic to create this fundraiser. So they're selling cookies and bars by the dozen, all baked by the head baker at the restaurant. Proceeds will go to the Shine Youth Clinic and the Friends of Rutherford House Society. Now, the clinic, it offers medical services to youth who can't afford to get them elsewhere, and they're all provided by U of A medical students. Now, Heather Lagarde is the head baker at the Arbor Restaurant, and she says for this fundraiser, there are all kinds of different treats to choose from.
We've actually got 15 different kinds of cookies and squares and stuff. So yeah, you can get sort of classic Christmas stuff like double mint brownies, gingerbread men, mint swirl cookies. And then we've got some, I guess, a little bit more different stuff. We've got a cranberry pistachio biscotti and some pecan tarts and just, yeah, a whole lot of really good stuff.
And Heather and her colleagues have been busy. So far, the baking program has received orders for about 2,000 cookies and bars. And Mark, I did taste one of the cookies there as well. Also delicious. And there's still time left to order your sweets here. The last day to order is tomorrow, December 22nd. And you can look at an order form and choose your goodies on the Shine Youth Clinic website, which is shineclinic.ca. You can also stop by the restaurant or call Rutherford House. The number there is 422-2697.
Great job on this story.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. That's Radioactive's Isabel Gallant. For information about all three of her picks, you can visit our website, cbc.ca/radioactive.